Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Time now for a bit of a treat, Her Make-Believe Band. They're a duo originating from New Zealand, but finding their fame and fortune, well, hoping to at least, in the UK. Cy Winstanley and Vanessa McGowan join us now.
Though it may seem disguised, you're always at my side.
Well, thanks both for coming along. Look, firstly, great album. Really enjoyed listening to it. It's always a pleasure when you haven't necessarily heard of that much of a band before to being given an album and sit down and really enjoy it. So thanks for that. How did you find making the album?
Well, as an independent band, and as this was our first album, it was quite a learning experience in that we had no support from a label, or it was all on us. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of hard work, and it was just a huge learning experience, wasn't it?
It was definitely a learning experience.
It still is a learning experience.
No, it's just one of those things that you think can't be too hard to do, and then you start. And it was fun. Like, the music side of it was really fun, and creating artwork, and we created the package with the biodegradable thing that we were really happy with, and that was fun doing that. But yeah, just all the things that you just don't even know exist before you start out, like the barcoding and the legal things that you, as a musician, you'd never come across until you do something like make an album.
Yeah. But it was great fun, though. We kind of had most of the fun beforehand, and then the week it was recording, it was just like, it was fun, don't get me wrong, but it was mostly like, go, 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 go.
But what strikes me is that you did all that, but you also did what's possibly even harder in London and got noticed. You've had a lot of press, and very good press. How did you do that?
Well, we were working with a publicist there. She did a great job, and we did quite a lot of gigs as well, and I don't know, just tried to get it out there as much as we could, and it seemed to work.
Because, I mean, talk me through it. I mean, a lot of bands in New Zealand, they establish themselves as bands here, they move over to the UK to try and make it big. Was that how it worked for you? Or were you already over there and then you made the band and then you made it big? How did it work?
Yeah, no, we definitely started in the UK. We've both been away from New Zealand for sort of 5 or 6 years, separate from each other. Cy in the UK in London, and I'd been in the States for a couple of years. So we got the band together a couple of years ago. And actually, this is the first main trip back to New Zealand with this project. We did a few gigs last year, just fun, kind of, we were here on holiday, might as well do a show. And they were really great, so we thought we should come back. So it's definitely a London-based project. But
yeah, we did both move overseas to pursue our musical, yeah, our careers in music. But the band itself was definitely a London-formed ensemble.
So is the album that you've come up with, is that the combination of years of songwriting on your part, Cy, or were they all written for the purpose?
No, it's a lot of years writing, I suppose. Well, the last kind of 6 years, there's...
But some of the songs were, like, it seemed like the bulk of it came together in the sort of, when we started singing together. There were some tunes that you brought to the table.
Yeah, I suppose you are. I suppose there were the kind of 4 or 5 songs which had been written about 4 to 6 years ago and had been kind of ignored a tiny bit, and then they were brought back to life. And then the last year, since we were playing as a duo, the rest of them were written. And
how do you see your relationship with New Zealand? I mean, having established the band over in the UK and you're coming back to tour it around, I mean, do you intend to sort of be famous here? Or is it just so not a priority?
Oh, it's definitely a priority. I mean, I think... I personally, even though I've lived away for a while, I can't imagine not wanting to come back, because it's just so beautiful and so nice here. And all of the hardships of living in London, the things that make you maybe want to not live there anymore, you don't get here. Equally, the things that are great about it, the size and the number of people and the opportunities are amazing. But I think I was thinking about this the other day, and thinking about our approach to this, to the duo, is trying to get a really natural acoustic kind of interplay between our double bass, acoustic guitar and voices, which is quite a, I really don't want to use the word organic, but I guess it's a
holistic?
Holistic, yeah, I suppose. but that seems to me maybe in line with New Zealand as its general kind of image in the world, that is quite a natural, beautiful place, and that I wonder if that is part of the reason why we're so keen on that.
Yeah. We are from New Zealand, and we London's got many, many good points about it, but it's it can be pretty grim as well. So we'd love to be living here and to be doing what we're doing essentially in London over here. But we just have kind of found that for what we're looking for in music, there are more things which are suited to us in London.
We'd love to be based half and half, to be honest. That's
if we had, lots of money, we'd be 6 months here, 6 months there, maybe 3 months there.
There are a lot of bands that do that, you know, people, musicians that come back
we'd
here for
summer,
don't
they? We'd love to be based here. Well, we've done it the wrong way around, but we've come back just at the end of summer.
So are you part of that collegial expat New Zealander music scene in London, or
not,
just alongside
not
it?
Yeah, kind of alongside. You mean like Lawrence Arabia and the... No, we're not really
maybe
part
it's
of that.
Because we've been out of New Zealand for so long too that we left when we were quite young.
I don't think we're hip enough to be
part of that.
We'll see about that. We'll see what happens once you've played in Kerikeri, then they'll come talk
to
you. Thank you so much for coming, and you've got a very interesting and I guess holistic would be the word tour schedule over the next month or so, which is available on your website.
Which is www.hermakebelieveband.com. And it's on there, and it's on the Facebook page.
Facebook and MySpace. And Twitter. Yeah.
Playing everywhere from like Oamaru to as Kerikeri, fantastic. Good to get out into the provinces and of the country. Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to play a song now. What are we going to hear?
Actually, we haven't even talked about this.
Didn't Stay?
Maybe? Yeah, maybe we'll do Stay.
Stay, my baby love, stay a little closer to me, my baby love, baby don't let me be misunderstood, we're gonna be forever. Not ever spoken a word about our city lives across the great Atlantic Ocean. And you wrote me a letter, babe, said I have a couple days to see you. A dozen days, a dozen nights, and I didn't want. I fell in love, but she wasn't from the city, she was from the stars above, and I knew it when she kissed me, oh, she fits me like a glove. We're made to be together, baby, stay my baby love. Stay a little closer to me, my baby love. Baby, don't let me be misunderstood. We're gonna be forever. So you left, and then before I know, we're speaking across the water. And I flew back to London where I got a schedule when to call you. I said, I know it's not ideal, soon it will be over. You'll be here and I'll be here and we'll be growing older. Cause I fell in love, but she wasn't from the city, she was from the stars above. Oh, and soon she will be mine alone. Stay to me, my baby love. Baby, don't let me be misunderstood. We're gonna be forever. We're gonna be forever.
And that was Stay, a slightly reworked version of the song which appears on AM Radio, the debut album from Her Make Believe Band. Really glad to have them along. That's all we've got time for on the show today. Thanks to all our guests. If there's something that you've missed and you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I'm Russell Brown. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.